With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The longest U.S. government shutdown officially ends as President Trump signs a funding bill overnight. He signed the bill and was thankful for those who helped him get it done.
I also want to thank the broad coalition of Americans that stood with us in this fight to reopen government, including the Teamsters, the American Federation of Government Employees, the Fraternal Order of Police, and that's the National Small Business Association.
And the president had some harsh words for Democrats who voted more than a dozen times to keep the government shut down.
People were hurt so badly. Nobody's ever seen anything like this one. This was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. And they look very bad, the Democrats do.
Meantime, Republican lawmakers are telling voters not to forget about the shutdown and who caused it.
As he signed a funding bill to reopen the government, President Trump blamed Democrats for the shutdown and suggested voters shouldn't reward the party during next year's midterm elections. He said, "Don't forget what they've done to our country." On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson also expressed his displeasure, saying Democrats knew the shutdown would cause pain, and they did it anyway. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal agencies reopened today, and furloughed workers returned to their jobs while back pay begins rolling out later this week. The U.S. military is expanding its campaign against alleged narco-terrorist boats, confirming two new strikes in the eastern Pacific that killed six people. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says vessels were linked to designated terrorist groups. Federal health officials warn of a multi-state listeria outbreak tied to recalled prepared pasta meals sold at major grocery chains. At least 27 people are sick, and six have died, including a pregnancy that was lost. Consumers being urged to discard affected products immediately. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 400 points. This is SRN News. One of America's leading pastors is going to the scene of Charlie Kirk's assassination.
On Sunday, Greg Laurie will hold one of his Harvest Crusades at Utah Valley University, where a gunman murdered Kirk in September. Laurie, who leads the giant Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, says local pastors in Utah asked him to stage the event. Laurie tells the Christian Post, quote, "Normally we plan events at least a year in advance, but there is an urgency, and we believe the message of the gospel is the answer." Michael Harrington reporting.
The world's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors is issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. Walter Bingham, who was 14 years old when the Holocaust began, says, quote, "We live in an era equivalent to 1938, where synagogues are burned and people in the street are attacked." The annual report on global anti-Semitism from Tel Aviv University says assaults on Jews have increased dramatically over the last 2 years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamis has the latest on Iran's nuclear program.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has been unable to verify Iran's uranium stockpile since Israel struck its nuclear sites in June. This information comes from a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog. The IAEA says the status of this material needs urgent attention. According to the nuclear watchdog's last report in September, Iran has a stockpile of uranium enriched up to 60% purity. Weapons-grade uranium would be at 90% purity. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thieves have stolen several ancient statues from Syria's National Museum of Damascus. The pieces date back to Roman times. The country's largest museum houses priceless antiquities. After the Civil War started in March of 2011, security was improved with metal gates and surveillance cameras. They weren't enough to stop this theft. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.